This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you guys. Another just show-off day for San Diego outside. Yesterday was stunning, just stunningly beautiful. And today is looking like more of the same. So lucky to live here, and after 15 years, it's still not lost on me when I walk outside. Like, it's one thing I can say, out of all the things in my life I take for granted, never here. Never once have I been like, Like, I get furious when it rains here. I get furious when it's gray. I love it so much, and it's just so beautiful out there right now. Can't wait to get out of here in a couple of hours and go enjoy it a little bit. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good question in the chat, Ben. Ray asked, do you have an internal dialogue? I think we've talked about before, and I believe you said you don't.
I mean, everybody, I think, to a certain extent has one, but mine's pretty minimal.
Pretty quiet.
You said you didn't think you had one, and we're like, how is that even possible?
I don't talk to myself that much. Or maybe I do, and I'm just not listening.
I feel like you do, and you're not listening.
I'm talking to myself in my head right now about, like, the next thing I'm going to say, or whatever.
I think. I mean, what's the difference between an internal dialogue and just thinking?
Because
I do think,
my internal dialogue is
when I'm not talking, it's not like I just turn off like I'm a robot. I do think about things.
Internal. Yeah, tell me about it, Pauline. Mine is a psychopath. My internal dialogue is a straight-up lunatic.
I find, though, that when I do find myself turning something over for it's like a minute or two in my mind, I usually just stop myself and go, what's the point of
this? What's the point?
Why am I obsessing over this?
Yeah.
This is all just going on inside my head right now.
This
not
says,
doing anything about it. Just let it go.
While thoughts encompass the entire spectrum of mental processes, including images, feelings, and abstract ideas, internal dialogue refers specifically to the part of your thinking that takes the form of a conversation-like inner voice where you mentally talk to yourself using words and phrases, essentially a verbalized stream of thoughts within your mind. A subset of your overall thoughts.
Now, that's interesting, too. And what I will say, I have a compliment for both of you guys. Both of you are phenomenal, phenomenal human beings as it pertains to letting me vomit it out on you. And not about you or the show or anything, but like if I need to come in here and vomit something, if it's about Adam or something else.
It's usually Adam.
Some work thing or whatever, even a personal thing. You guys are phenomenal at letting me do it without cutting me up. Like, my wife will just say, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it. And I'm like, oh, cool. So I'll just hold this inside. You guys, both of you, are phenomenal. I'm a venter. You guys know I'm a venter. You guys let me vent. And that, I'd rather have that than you listen to me on the air.
It doesn't cost anything to let you vent.
Right.
you know?
You do think I'm insane, though, sometimes. I know that. Like, you, we had a call yesterday. I went a little insane on it.
You did. I will agree with that.
I did.
Adam was on the call. We were all talking about a certain subject, and Woods was getting a little...
I got a little spicy.
Spicy. Was there an eye roll or two? I was on
from
the phone,
you?
So you couldn't see it.
Did you eye roll me?
I might have eye rolled you a
was
little
Was I right?
No, but then I supported you, and
no.
I wanted to be a good, supportive co-host in the conversation.
You did have my back.
And I wanted to, yeah. I'm very logical, somewhat calculating, so I'm thinking to myself, part of the thing is, okay, I see his point. I also see Adam's, converse point. Neither of you were totally wrong. Neither of you were 100% right.
It's my damn delivery, so, man. That's what gets me in trouble.
So when I'm going through this, because this is where I often land. I am someone who sees the gray areas in things. And I've always wondered, sports talk radio, the worst possible career choice for someone.
I don't say it twice, dude.
Who sees the gray area. Because everything has to be black and white. You have to have a strong opinion one way or another. And I'm very malleable when it comes to, I will listen, and okay, take two from this side and three from this side and put them together somewhere in the middle. And that's what, you know, when I was listening to both of you, I certainly understood both points. So then I get to the logical point and go, who needs my support more in this conversation? And I clearly decided Woods needs the backing here more than Adam does. And so I kind of went with the parts of your argument that I agreed with more and backed those. Were there other parts of Adam's argument that I also could have agreed with? Yeah, I would say so, because I wasn't 100% either way.
Yeah, and I realized at the time that I was absolutely filleting him from the inside, that he was just the middleman, and he's a really good listener, too. I vent at him all the time.
Oh, yeah, for things that he has no control over.
And I realized that. I absolutely realized that. But no, I...
Bro, I don't give a what you heard. I'm sending you what was said.
Oddly enough, that was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Recorded phone call.
Mm-hmm. More than that.
About an iPad
about
with
an
a
iPad.
Listener.
Yeah.
That exact phrase probably does get said still to Adam about something he said on our show.
Yeah, I don't say it twice, dude.
Bro, I don't give a what you heard. I'm sending you what was said.
Yeah, I've said that. I've said that to him. Yeah, not much has changed. All this work I put in and not much has changed. Well, thank you guys for being there for me. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
Got, you. Got a Jeff Passenbaum that was just reported in the chat. Caitlin, our beloved Caitlin, says, breaking Aaron Boone contract extension with the New York Yankees. I got to feel.
Year.
How long?
2 years.
2 years, man.
Through the 2027 season.
I got to feel like one for old Doc Roberts has got to be coming soon, right? Did you guys see that list, Brian?
I did.
Brian Kenny, finally. Puts a Padre ahead of a Dodger, gives some respect to the Padres. Is he coming around right now? He ranked his, I think, 10 best managers in baseball, and he had old Shilty at number 3.
What's up, my dudes? How you doing?
Doing good. Shilty, so, can I get you a bloody beer?
Just about everybody else on that list had either taken their team or won a World Series in that top 10.
Yeah.
Except for Mike Shilty.
Yeah.
He was the only one, but he was number 3. And I go, okay, there's something that Brian Kenny sees here that puts Mike Shildt in the category of world champion managers when he hasn't gotten to that level yet. I think for Shildt, the answer there is the consistency that Mike Shildt has displayed as manager every single year, 90 wins or more, with 3 with the Cardinals, now 1 with the Padres. Not always predicted to do so either. Wasn't
How fantastic
last year.
Is that?
He has gotten... generally, from at least the outside perspective, more out of his teams than people expect.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I'm looking at the top 10 managers in baseball as, according to Brian Kenny, again, this is his opinion, right, of being around the game. Number 1, A.J. Hinch with the Detroit Tigers. I think A.J. Hinch did a marvelous job last year. Marvelous with what he had to work with. And once they got into the playoffs, was doing those bullpen games. I mean, he really managed his tail off. Bruce Bochy, Texas Rangers. Didn't have their best year last year, but he led them to a...
Both of those guys with World Series rings.
Yep. Mike Shildt, 3rd. Alex Cora, 4th. Kevin Cash from Tampa Bay, fifth. He's always in the top 10. Who does more with less than that guy? Brian Snitker for the Braves. He navigated some pretty tough waters last year, injury-wise. Rob Thompson from Philly. Maybe, yeah. Okay. Steady hand, I guess. Dave Martinez from the Washington Nationals. Probably a better team than they were expected to be last year as well. A lot of moving parts, a lot of new faces. Number nine, Dave Roberts for the LA Dodgers. And number 10, Torey Lovullo from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
So I would say all but Schilt and Cash have gotten their teams to the World Series. And I think six of them have actually won the World Series out of those 10.
Cash went to the World Series.
He did get
to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you count 2020, which we really
have. That's true. Dave Roberts. I wasn't thinking about 2020. So all of them have gotten to the World Series other than Mike Schilt.
Hinch won it. Bochy won it.
Yep.
Cora won it.
Yep.
Cash did not win it, but got there. Snitker won it.
Yep.
Thompson
got there. Didn't win it.
Got there. Who'd they play?
They beat Arizona, and then they lost to Texas.
Yeah, that's right. So got there. Dave Martinez won it.
Yep.
Dave Roberts won it. Torey Lovullo got there.
Yeah.
Schilte's the only one without a World Series appearance on that whole list.
Yeah.
How about now? What better time than now? But Dodger fans got super upset. And look, I don't.
Dave gets rightfully docked. No pun intended. insane expectations.
Hot beef!
You know, from what they give him, as they should be insane. But has Dave Roberts ever gotten more out of his team than anyone expected? The only time was during the playoffs last year.
I mean,
during
honestly,
the playoffs last year.
That's
the
not
regular season wasn't even particularly great. It was kind of a disappointing regular season. And until game four of the Padres series, it was going down as perhaps
the worst of the worst,
and Dave might have lost his job.
I said it to Jeff Passan last year when we had Jeff Passan on that day after he put the little brother quote up, and we got him on the phone. I said to him, we were arguing about Dave Roberts, and of course I was made to look like a fool, which that not the first or last time that happened. But I said, Jeff, who's done more with less, or who's done less with more than that guy in his tenure? Who's done less with more resources, better players, unlimited salary funds for his guys, expectations through the roof? Who's done less with more than that guy? And he really didn't have a good answer other than, well, he continues to win the division every year. Okay. There are people that feel like
would be insane if he didn't.
If he didn't, right. So that's the knock against Doc, if you will. But I think nine may be a little low for Dave Roberts, and I'm saying that even as the generational hater. I think nine's little low.
Is three a little high for Schilte?
Maybe.
I'm not trying to be insulting, but when you compare him to all the World Series winners in that list, that's quite the compliment from Brian Kenny to put Mike Schilt at number three.
How's Bochy not number one? You know what I mean? Like, Bochy should be number one. You want to put A.J. Hinch two? That's probably a better representation. But, yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see at the end of the year how it all shakes out, my friends. But, listen, wanted to tell you about Underdog. Been having a blast with it. And I'm a little nervous because tonight, my friends, I need a couple of guys to go. Benny, I need Jason Tatum to go higher than 19.5 points.
He can do that.
Here's the one I'm scared of. I need Joel Embiid to go higher than 9.5 rebounds.
Well, if he plays, he can do that.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too. But, man, I'm having a blast with Underdog. If that hits for me, by the way, four figures for your old pal Woodsy. And I will be very, very, very happy. All you got to do, download the app. It's one of the leading sports apps. You can play now right here in our state. You can win up to 1,000 times your money. Very, very simple to do. Just choose which guys will go higher or lower on one of their stats, points, assists, rebounds, and more. You can mix and match among all sports. Very excited for baseball to get going. Can't wait. I'll be on Underdog a lot more during baseball season for sure. But let's have some fun together. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now using the promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Join in on the fun when you sign up with the promo code Woods. Claim your special offer today. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly upon first deposit. Now, you must be 18 plus, 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona and Massachusetts, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Void in Colorado. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Do love our lists in sports, don't we? We were just doing Brian Kenny's top 10 managers. Mike Trout was insulted by his placement on the MLB 100 list this offseason.
Where was he? Like
39.
30? Oh, almost 40. Oof. I mean,
I can see the argument one way or the other. Here, before we get to that, we need a contestant for Real or Fake on a Throwback Thursday, and the lines are wide open. So if you want to play and qualify for our getaway to Las Vegas, call now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. I don't see how you can be offended by being 39 when you haven't really played at all the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, it's been a rough go for him.
I mean, technically, either he should just be off the list, like you're not even a top 100 player anymore, or if you're saying he's still prime Mike Trout, if he's healthy, then he should be way higher than 39.
Did he say he was offended?
He said he would be, what, motivated by it, or...
Okay. Well, I mean, look, since 2020, he's played 119 games once. The second highest behind that is 82, and then it's 2020 was a shortened season. He played 53 games, so that's almost the entire season. 2021, Ben, he played 36 games. 2024, he played 29 games. He had 109 ABs and batted 220. Yeah, I mean, look,
He said stuff like that fires you up a bit.
I love when Mike Trout is good at baseball. I really do.
I don't think it was a lack of motivation the last couple
of years. No, I don't think it was either. His body broke down
on him. From being good.
Yeah.
Mike Trout, if healthy, is very, very, very good.
Yep.
Just has not been healthy. And, of course, he's moving over to right field. So I know that that's traditionally what they say. Like, center field is the toughest one because you're doing all that running. But, man, I look at Fernando Tatis Jr. out there. He certainly doesn't look like he runs any less than a center fielder. Plus, he has to deal with the side walls, you know, as he's going into foul territory. Honestly, it looks like it's more dangerous to play right field sometimes than center field.
It's, you know, look, I think it for a center fielder, you're covering both gaps, right? And in right field, you're covering one gap in the line.
If it's going to the right of the center fielder, you don't really have to run as much.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think they obviously feel they can get more out of him moving him. I mean, look, at the end of the day, could you get more out of Mike Trout if he's just DH'd? You know what I mean? Like, hey, at this point, 33 years old, you've been in the league a long time, you've played a ton of games, you got a lot of wear and tear on that body. Why don't you sit and hit, bro? You know, like, could you? But, you know, I think he's one of those guys that wants to be out on the field, probably feels that it keeps him locked in at the plate. And there's a lot of guys like that. It's more rare to find the guy that's like, great, I'll just sit on my ass and go hit at four times.
Yeah. I mean, there's guys who can do it.
Oh, yeah.
But very few of them prefer. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, yeah, given the choice, I just would never go out to the field.
I mean, you think of a couple off the top of your head.
Shohei, but
JD Martinez, David Ortiz. I mean, you know, I think there comes a point in a guy's career where he's like, I'm better suited just being a hitter and staying engaged in the game and just going up and hitting four times. So, but yeah, he's 33 years old, man. I know it feels like we've been watching the kid for 13 years or something. So it's, I hope he's good, man. I hope he's good and healthy because, you know, I don't know that the Angels have much left in the tank or anything, you know, with their offseason moves to do anything, but I like when Mike Trout's good at baseball. That's good for baseball. And I'd love to see that, dude.
The Angels fans certainly deserve something good.
They do. They absolutely.
They signed some guys this offseason.
Yeah, they got Darnot and they got Soler and they made some moves.
Kikuchi.
Yeah, they need, you know, they need arms. They need to figure out how to compete with the Astros and compete with the Texas Rangers and the Mariners, their nasty pitching staff. It's going to be tough for them, man, but a healthy Mike Trout certainly helps.
All right, let's get to a Throwback Thursday game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
We're playing for a qualifying spot in our grand prize for the month. It is tickets to Motley Crue and their new Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live Park MGM. March 28th to April 19th, and if you beat or tie Woods, you're not going to only be qualified for the tickets, but also two nights at the Park MGM.
This is a messed up category, Benjamin.
You think so?
I think so.
All right, we got Brandon on the line, ready to be our contestant. Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
Morning. Good.
This is Brandon, correct? You're good to go for Real or Fake?
name's Julian. My caller ID says something different, but yeah.
No, no. Well,
Julian.
Julian. All right, that's fine. Julian is our contestant. Yeah, we can't screen everybody, so we kind of have to rely on caller ID sometime. Feel free to correct us at any moment. We don't want you to go by the wrong name. All right, Julian, here's how the game works. Oh, we've got our category for today. If you get 4 out of 7 right and Woods is allowed to help you, you will qualify for the grand prize. All right, here we go. The season is here. Soccer season and Oscar season. But which is which? The San Diego FC gets ready to open the season on Sunday. We're going to check in on the roster. Today on Real or Fake, I'll give you a name. You tell me if it's a real San Diego FC player or a fake. In this case, a person nominated for an Oscar at next week's Academy Awards.
Interesting.
I mean, it sounds so,
it sounds
very
so
simple,
easy, but I bet you it's not.
All right, so we're looking for real San Diego FC players. Julian, you ready to go?
Yep, let's right, do it.
Round one. Yura Borisov. Real or fake San Diego FC player? Yura Borisov.
I'm going to go real.
Going to go real?
No,
he's wrong. Did you know that one once? No. Yura Borisov is nominated for Best Actor in a Supporting Role for his role in the movie Anora at next week's Academy Awards.
Oh, I saw Anora. It's incredible.
Did you?
Yes.
All right.
It's incredible.
You know which one Yura Borisov is?
I think it was the kid, the Russian kid.
Okay.
Is that right?
I think you're right, yes.
Best Supporting Role?
Best Supporting Actor.
That movie is amazing.
All right. That's 0 for 1, but you can still come back. All right, here we go. Round number 2. Brady Corbett. Brady Corbett, real or fake San Diego FC player?
What do you think, Woodsy?
God, it feels like a soccer player's name to me, doesn't it? Brady Corbett. Let's go real.
Okay, I'll agree with Woods, real.
Julian says real, and you guys are both wrong.
Son of a...
Brady Corbett is nominated for Best Director for the movie The Brutalist.
Want to see that, too. Adrian Brody, I'd like to see that.
Right, we're 0 for 2.
All right,
let's get going here. All right, round number 3. Coleman Domingo.
All right.
Real or fake San Diego FC player, Julian?
Woody sounds like he knows that one.
No, I just... That sounds like a...
You said all right.
I did, but it sounds... Oh, God, it sounds so real. He's really playing a mind game with me right now. He's got this weird poker face on. What do you think?
I'm going to go fake.
Fake. Let's go.
Fake.
Yeah, fake.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Coleman Domingo. Fake.
Yeah,
one of the five best actor nominees for his role in Sing Sing. Coleman Domingo. Actor, not soccer player. All right, that's one. See if we can get 3 more. Round number 4. Luca Della Torre. Real or fake San Diego FC player?
That's real.
It's real.
Real, yeah. Midfielder for San Diego FC. Very good. That's 2. We're back to even. All right, round number 5. Paul Tazewell. Real or fake SDFC player?
What do you think it would be?
He's like, don't ask me.
Paul Tazewell. Fake.
He says fake, Julian.
Yeah, I'll agree with him. I'll go fake.
Good. He designed the costumes for Wicked. Very nice. All right, you're one away from a win.
I love his work.
All right, let's go Christopher McVay. Christopher McVay.
I know this one.
Real or fake? Julian?
Real.
Real.
It's a defender for
SCSC. Yeah, buddy!
Yeah, nice comeback. Nice comeback with CJ Dos Santos.
SDFC.
He's your goalkeeper.
That's
very
right.
Good. All right, guys. Good job, Julian. Stay on the line. Paulie will get your information, put you into the grand prize drawing.
Whew.
I was surprised how fake sounding the Oscar nominees were.
I know.
Remember when you used to, you at least heard, even if you hadn't seen the movies.
Yeah.
You had heard of all the actors and actresses. Coleman Domingo is the best actor nominee.
It makes you feel old, man. It's like I'm definitely not keeping up with pop culture and things. I watched the preview last night for The Brutalist. It looks incredible. I mean, it's long and drawn out, I'm sure, but it really, really looks incredible. So I want to watch that. But Anora was brilliant. Brilliant movie.
All right. We've got a shout out to his family for a broadcasting legend that we can get to when we come back. Paulie, though, just made me laugh. So when we talk about our spots, he gives us a little sign.
He holds up a whiteboard.
He holds up a sign. And I said earlier, you don't have to write it all out. You just abbreviate it.
Like instead of writing out,
show the, do you still have? Did you erase it yet?
SD fat loss.
Instead of writing out 7 Mile Casino, just, and you know, I gotta take this.
Yeah. He got his cap. It comes off, and he writes down for us what
you
our
just
next
put seven.
Spot is.
Right? Yeah. You guys will know it's 7 Mile Casino.
Yeah, 7.
So SD fat loss is coming up. So I just wrote fat.
I knew what he meant, but I've never had someone
fat
hold up a sign at me that said fat.
It's so mean. Like,
you probably,
yes, I know I could lose some.
You probably
some
could have held up that sign for me a couple of years ago. Unfortunately, I had definitely put.
How did
on
you
some
gain
pounds.
All the weight?
I would see our videos that we play during our show, and I saw, and I just didn't. It really kind of embarrassed me, honestly, that I let it get out of control. So they came to me about the SDFatLoss.com program, and I said, yeah, I'll give this a try. I've tried other plans. They haven't really worked for me. Definitely couldn't keep the weight off, but this one did. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, and if you follow their program, you can expect similar results, up to a pound of fat loss per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 2 months without any injections or drugs, and you don't have to buy any shakes or bars or mixes. You don't have to exercise. In fact, they tell you, just don't for a couple of months. Just follow the program, lose the weight, change your life, and then they'll help you keep it off with their maintenance plan. And I have kept it off for more than a year and a half now. It's not just me. Scraby lost 40 pounds. Chris lost 37 pounds. You can do it as well. Just sign up for your free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com. Tell them Ben sent you. You're going to get $200 off here in the month of February. It's already a life-changing program. Might as well take advantage and save some money on it as well. You're going to be so happy once the weight is off. I know I was. More energy, less pain in my knees and my back. You sleep better. My sleep apnea went away because I think sdfatloss.com. Give them a try. Set up your free consultation. Then no one holds up a sign that says fat when you're about to talk at sdfatloss.com.
Having a heavy debate in here. Our boss, Adam, came in, and we had, I guess we'd blown his mind about the SDFC thing we talked about earlier, that if you already have Apple TV, you have to pay extra for the MLS package.
Which is how we believe it does work.
Yeah.
I mean, you've already paid extra.
I did it. I paid the $79. Now I have all the access to the MLS that I could ever want or hope to have, and I have it. And he came in, and I think what he was doing, and I think he was hinting around that he wanted me to share my password with him, and I don't really do that.
Hey.
He thinks... He was like, well, should I buy one for the station, and can we all share it? And I said, well, thanks for doing that now after I already dropped $80. So, but here's what I don't want to happen. I don't want to go watch an MLS game and have to log in with adam.klug and put his password
in.
He gets a code. Then, hey, Adam, can you send me that code real quick so I can put it in?
I guess, and my point was, and this is going to sound bad, I get it, but...
Oh, boy.
I mean, if Roger Ebert... And you're reviewing movies. They send you the movies for free, and then you watch them, and then you give your review because it's good for the movie to have Roger Ebert talking about your movie on his Siskel and Ebert show. Correct?
Yes.
So wouldn't it be good for like San Diego FC to provide like sports media in town with the access to watch where they don't have to pay for it? At least they're watching, and they might talk about it if they watch the game. But if you make everybody pay for everything, no one can pay for absolutely every bit of content other than Woods. He pays for everything full price all the time. We know.
Yeah.
But you know, most people have to make tough decisions about that. And I certainly wouldn't want, like Paulie just said, I was excited about SDFC. I don't know that I want to jump in with my own money, $100, to pay for the season package when I've never even really watched an MLS game before. Get me as a fan, get me hooked, and then maybe I'll pay it.
That's bad
news now. Now, Paulie's probably not going to be watching the game, so he's not going to want to talk about the games.
I'll like, find if a way, don't worry.
If I'm San Diego FC, I know you will, but if I'm San Diego FC, I go, that's a problem for me. If even
you've got a
like,
problem.
Local media in town are going, I don't know if I want to pay for this service yet. I don't even know what you know what it is, how it is. You're asking a lot right off the bat.
So you're essentially asking for special media treatment.
Yes.
To be fair, I am not asking for that.
All right.
Doesn't every industry have some sort of special? If you work at a car dealership, I'm assuming you get some employee pricing on a car. You get some. Everyone has their own perks in their business.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you're
I'm
not
a sports. I'm in the sports media business. Correct. There are perks.
Don't
to
you
being
get enough free stuff?
Business.
How much free stuff do
not
you guys
that much,
need?
Actually,
yeah, but a guy that works for Range Rover doesn't go to Firestone to get his oil changed and goes, "I'm in the business. Give me my discount."
Right.
This is too far afield. You're
so,
saying.
But hold on. We're on the Padres flagship. I still pay for Padres games.
Which you probably shouldn't have to pay for Padres games either.
Huh. I go back and forth. I never want to be perceived as cheap, so I go the other way. I go the other way, and I go too much.
You're doing a good job of that.
No one's better, actually. No one's better. I'm the only guy to ever pay above sticker price for a car. Hey, we're going to give it to you for $29. No, give me.
I don't want to be seen as cheap.
Let's do it for $40. Let's do it. Yeah, $29 sticker. I'll give you $40. All right.
Watch by Sunday, Ben will have switched to T-Mobile.
Oh yeah,
just to get the free.
I don't know. I do need my data plans, and I don't want to have to be counting the data every second of the month.
So, Casita Pro Dev says, can't you guys get a media credential and go watch the game? I think so.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Not the road games.
Right.
Like, I'm not going up to L.A. or St. Louis for all the road games. I mean, I can go to the home games when I'm available on Saturday nights.
Zach says, I work at an insurance company. I don't get free insurance for everything.
You shouldn't you?
Media people are so spoiled. I've learned that being in the media. It's very spoiled. When I moved to town.
I want to know. Everybody, you know, presumably most people in our chat have a job. What's the best perk of your job?
I mean, we get to go to spring training and interview baseball
players. What the best perks of my job are. I want to know what, like, you know, everyday jobs, whatever your job is, like, what is the best perk of being in insurance? Is there no perks at all to being insurance?
Yeah, good question.
I've never worked in insurance. I've got no idea.
I don't even know how insurance works. You know that, so I don't know much about anything. Yeah, like when I worked at a bar and a restaurant, you get your shift meal.
You're shifty.
Shift beer.
You get your shift beer. Hey, don't drink it in front of customers. So just go back to the... Sitting back there sucking down a Coors Light before you leave.
Walk-in fridge. Been there.
Me too, dude. Me too. Yeah, that's an interesting question. So how are you going to watch these games? Because you're not spending $79. Are you going to wait for Kluber? Are you going to wait for Kluber?
I'm going to hem and haw for a while before I actually pull the trigger. I do want to watch the game.
Well, so. I think what's going to happen is later on, Ben's going to get an email or something from it. He's put it out on his platform. He's put it out there. Somebody from SDFC is going to listen, mm-hmm. and they're going to go, he's going to. You really, it's a thing. Like, you know, that you don't, when you have a new product, you don't want to just give it away. Does that, like, you don't want to just give it away to everyone and hope that they come around. You have to know your value and your worth.
Is that how drug dealers work too?
I mean, yes. It's true.
The first one?
You may get a taste. But after that, man, it's full price.
Well, I at least want my taste.
Well,
is there a free
trial?
Well,
what's a taste? One day? One game?
I don't know.
MLB, for example.
Am I going to get hooked that fast? I get drugs work that way. Does MLS soccer work as fast?
I can't get enough. I just can't get enough. You got any more of that MLS?
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Like, what's the MLB package? Not the team specific one. It's like $250, $200. Like,
I think
for
it's
the season.
I think it's cheaper now. I want to say it's like $159
okay,
a year.
Call it $150.
I don't pay extra for Padres. I have whatever my package is includes the Padres on my cable. Essentially,
you pay for cable too.
I do.
Cocaine.
I'm bundled right now because I have to switch. So I switched and. My current bundle includes cable, and then in a few months, I'll have to switch to something else.
My point with the MLB package is, like, all of spring training is usually free, and they'll do, like, the first week of the regular season.
Yeah.
Free preview week or something to get you to watch it,
yep.
See if you like it, and want to commit to paying for it. Why wouldn't MLS do the same thing with Apple TV, which you're already paying for?
That's the one thing that sticks out for me is the... I already pay for Apple TV. You guys have the rights.
Hey,
just
you already
give
pay
me
for Peacock,
games.
But if you want to watch The Office, you also have to pay another $9.99 a month.
Yeah, Notre Dame plays on Peacock, so I still get to watch those games.
Defending myself, let me put this another way. Are there a lot of jobs out there that you can't do your job without constantly paying extra fees and things? I mean, Is that fair to ask anybody in their job? To do your job correctly, you're going to have to sign up for $500-$600 a month of stuff.
It's a good point.
Just to do your job.
It's a good point because I can't do my job.
I mean, technically, maybe Odyssey should be paying for all my subscriptions so I can do my job. Do you think Adam's going to do that, though?
The big, fat, resounding no.
That's what I think, too. But to do my job, technically, I need to be able to watch the Padres. I need to be able to watch San Diego FC. I need all these subscriptions to do my job properly. Am I the one who has to pay for every single one of them to do my job?
It's a tax write-off, whatever that means.
Oh, there you go.
Whatever that means.
You ever see that Seinfeld? He goes, just write it off. He goes, you don't even know what a write-off is. He goes, do you? And he goes, no, I don't. It's a tax write-off. We just write it off at the end of the year. So just write it off. This is the one that kills me. This is the one that absolutely murders me, and it's become a bit of a cause célèbre for this show. Satan's Blowfish. First years of teaching are pretty expensive, paying for induction and certifications. Not only that, every single year it makes me sick to my stomach, revolted, to see teachers having to put out Amazon wish lists for markers and pens and books and, bins to hold this
stuff.
It makes me sick.
Necessities.
It makes me sick. And if I could stock your classrooms, each one of you, I would do it.
I know Shawshank made the guards buy their own guns and uniforms, but Andy was able to get that written off for them.
That old bitter guy said, no, pay for it. Your holster too? Yeah. Pay for my holster. Oh, it's so good.
Caitlin says, my mom is a teacher and has to buy her own paper.
It's insane.
Paper.
It is insane to me, man. It's insane to me. I have no problem paying for kids' food or kids' supplies at school. That's where they should get all this. Teachers should walk in there day one and be like, oh, my God, look at this setup. I'm so set. Now I get to focus on teaching your children.
Imagine walking into 97.3 and this microphone wasn't here. Oh,
you didn't bring
your own microphone.
Absolutely.
You
got to
go out and buy these really nice
quality
microphones.
It's absurd, man. I feel so bad for teachers every year. It's revolting that it happens, man.
All right, a little bit of a segue there. First, this segment of Men and Woods is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is there to help. They're recruitment professionals utilizing award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. You work for Robert Half, you got free jobs for everybody. It's
free, just a perk. Yeah, it's just one of the
just a perk.
It would be rad if they said, oh no, you can expense your MLB, if you wanted to get MLB, NBA, the NFL, just expense it every month. I mean, that's kind of how we have to do our gigs. But it's one of those things I look at as like a necessary, as like not an evil, but like it's just a necessary part of the gig that I need to be informed on it. So what do you feel about, how do you feel about music? You think music should be free?
Well, no, my job does involve music.
It's true.
So I shouldn't get free music.
But you like sports a lot. So even if you,
it's true.
Even if you
that's
weren't
kind of why
doing
I chose this
job.
That's why I chose this business, though. Otherwise, then I have to be paying for lots of sports.
It's true.
So I went into this field.
Shout out to all the teachers out there.
Speaking of shout outs, get a shout out to his family right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Before the shout out to his family, our buddy Brian Sims makes a good point in my DMs. He said, now, if you're in entertainment media, you brought up Siskel and Ebert, right? Yes, they get free screeners and subscriptions to streaming services for review purposes. It's so heavily controlled and watermarked on the screen, it's impossible to share.
Yeah.
So what if they gave you like a really crappy version?
Well, I'm not going to share mine with anything.
Right, yeah. But like, have you ever watched a watermark movie?
I have.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, it's not the best.
The worst. So what if the sports, like, we'll give you a free subscription, but it's cutting in and out and watermarked across, and it says Ben Higgins across the screen? Pass. I'd rather pay the
$80. I'll take it.
You will take it.
I will. We had Don Orsillo on yesterday at this time. The reaction was incredible, as you'd imagine. Don is beloved. He's become the voice of San Diego over these last almost 10 years now, I think, that he's been in town. I think he came in 2016. And the guy who was kind of a Don Orsillo type in Pittsburgh was their hockey announcer, Mike Lang, a legend calling Pittsburgh Penguins games for decades, and he passed away yesterday at the age of 76. Even if you don't know hockey, you've probably heard some of his calls. Very, very distinctive in his calls and his catchphrases. Paulie's got a little snippet of Mike Lang for you.
Guerin's got the puck to Crosby. Rich shot. He shoots and scores. Oh, get in the fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll. Oh, slap my back with a hacksaw. One lane doesn't know whether to cry or wind his watch. Jaromir Jagr beats Luongo like a rented mule. 5 seconds to go. Loose around to the far corner. 2 seconds. The Penguins are going to win the Stanley Cup. I believe Shelly O'Soup to block. The Penguins have won the Stanley Cup. Oh, Lord Stanley, get me the brandy.
he had a million of them. I mean, that was just his, it was his shtick, but he was also part of the fabric of Pittsburgh. He loved the Penguins. He loved hockey. He loved Pittsburgh. Passed away yesterday at the age of 76. Mm. And you can just imagine how we'd feel. I remember when Jerry Coleman passed away and just the devastating feeling of losing just someone who's just part of your evenings,
yeah,
and you
part
listen
of your
to
life,
them all
man.
The time. So
they feel like family.
Wanted to do a little shout out to his family for Mike Lang, the legendary Pittsburgh Penguins broadcaster.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
Mm. And it all comes as hockey takes center stage tonight. 5 o'clock face-off from Boston. The TD Garden as Team USA takes on Team Canada in the championship game of the Four Nations face-off, which has been the highly successful replacement for the All-Star week festivities for the NHL this year.
They Boston, you say?
Boston, yes.
I expect everybody to be on their best behavior.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, after what happened in Canada when they were, you know, they booed the national anthem, I would imagine that's going to be reciprocated in Boston tonight when they play O Canada. But what I'm wondering is there going to be three fights in 9 seconds like there was in the last game?
I'd kind of be disappointed if there was.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? I want to see
it. I'll be watching.
Let's set the tone.
I mean, I kind of accidentally watched that last one. I will on purpose be watching tonight to see what
100%.
Happens between Team USA and Canada. All right, we've got our biggest fan announcement coming up to start our 9 o'clock hour next. Rattle report still to come as well. More Ben and Woods on the way on 97.3 The Fan.